Conquering Lust, The Struggle for Purity. The struggle against lust is a deeply personal and often relentless battle for many Christians. While the world may often trivialize or even celebrate sexual desire, the Christian faith presents a clear and challenging view of what lust is, why it's harmful, and how to overcome it. What is lust? In the context of Christian theology, lust, epithymia in Greek, often translated as desire or craving, is more than just sexual attraction. It is an inordinate, excessive, or illicit desire for something. In its most common usage, and the one relevant to this discussion, it refers specifically to sexual craving or impure thought. Jesus sharply defined lust in the Sermon on the Mount, "But I tell you that anyone who looks at a woman lustfully has already committed adultery with her in his heart." Matthew 5:28, NIV. This redefines the sin of adultery, moving it from a purely physical act to a sin of the heart and mind. Lust is distinct from simple sexual attraction, which is a natural, God-given component of human sexuality, designed for the marriage relationship. Lust, conversely, is an impulse that objectifies. It reduces a person to an object for self-gratification rather than valuing them as a person created in God's image. It is selfish. It is focused on the self and one's own desires, ignoring the spiritual, emotional, and sexual needs and physical well-being of the other person. It is idolatrous. It elevates a desire or person above the proper love and worship of God. Why Christians fight this battle? The fight against lust is critical for Christians because the Bible presents it as a serious obstacle to a holy life. The Apostle Paul urged believers to flee from sexual immorality. All other sins a person commits are outside the body, but whoever sins sexually sins against their own body. 1 Corinthians 6:18, NIV. Lust is detrimental for several key reasons. It hinders relationship with God. Unconfessed and unrepented sin, including lust, creates a barrier between the believer and God, Isaiah 59:2. It clogs the spiritual arteries and diminishes one's desire for prayer and scripture. It damages the conscience. Repetitive indulgence in lust hardens the heart and dulls the sensitivity of the conscience, making it easier to progress to more severe sin. It leads to greater sin. The biblical story of King David serves as a stark warning. His initial lustful glance at Bathsheba from his rooftop led to adultery, which then spiraled into deception and the eventual murder of Bathsheba's innocent husband, Uriah the Hittite, 2 Samuel 11. Lust is rarely an isolated sin. It's often the root of greater transgression and spiritual destruction. It undermines purity. The Bible teaches that Christians are called to be holy because God is holy, 1 Peter 1:16. Lust is antithetical to this call to purity. Strategies for conquering lust. The good news is that for those in Christ, the battle is winnable through the power of the Holy Spirit. Overcoming lust is not a single event, but a lifelong process of sanctification, being made holy. 1. Guard your eyes and mind, proactive defense. The primary entry point for lust is often through the eyes, as Jesus indicated. Therefore, proactive defense is essential. Create a hedge of protection. Intentionally limit or remove access to known triggers, e.g., specific websites, social media accounts, movies, or places. This is not just avoidance, it is wise self-control. Flee temptation. The Bible doesn't say reason with temptation, but flee, 2 Timothy 2:22, when a lustful thought or situation arises. Immediately change your physical environment, your focus, or your activity. The power of accountability. Confess the struggle to a trusted, mature Christian friend, pastor, or counselor. Accountability partners provide support, prayer, and necessary intervention. 2. Replace the negative with the positive. The mind abhors a vacuum. Merely suppressing lustful thoughts is insufficient. They must be actively replaced with spiritual truth. Meditate on Scripture. When a lustful thought appears, immediately pivot to a memorized Bible verse, e.g., Psalm 119:37, Philippians 4:8. This is using the sword of the Spirit, Ephesians 6:17. Cultivate a prayer life. Deepen your relationship with God through fervent prayer. Ask the Holy Spirit for strength and for a greater love for Christ that overshadows all other desires. Pursue virtue. Actively invest time and energy into activities that promote godliness, such as serving others, spending time in worship, or studying theology. This starves the sinful nature by prioritizing the spirit-filled life. 3. Rely on grace and forgiveness, spiritual foundation. The fight against lust is exhausting because it's a spiritual war. Conquering lust requires some spiritual homework. Embrace forgiveness. When you stumble, do not wallow in guilt or despair. Immediately confess your sin to God, who is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness. 1 John 1:9 NIV. Remember your identity in Christ. Your identity is not defined by your failures, but by Christ's finished work on the cross. You are a new creation, 2 Corinthians 5:17, and the desires of the flesh no longer have final authority over you. Rest in the Holy Spirit's power. Victory over lust does not come from sheer willpower, but from the power of the Holy Spirit living within you, Romans 8:13. Ultimately, the battle against lust is a battle for the heart. Lust reveals a misplaced desire for satisfaction, comfort, or pleasure that should rightly be sought in God alone. By continually turning to Christ, embracing purity, and submitting every area of life to the Holy Spirit, Christians can find increasing freedom and discover the greater, more lasting joy that comes from living a life pleasing to God. Also learn about spiritual warfare and the armor of God. Prayer for overcoming lust through the power of Jesus. Lord Jesus, you are holy, pure, and full of mercy. You see the battles we fight in the secret places of the heart. You know the temptations that whisper and pull us away from your light. But you, O Lord, are stronger than every desire that seeks to destroy. Today I come before you, not with pride, but with surrender. Cleanse my mind, purify my heart, and teach me to love what is holy and good. Let your spirit dwell within me so deeply that no unclean thought can remain. When lust rises like a storm, be my peace. When the flesh calls loudly, let your word roar louder still. When I feel weak, remind me that in you I am made new. Born again, not bound by shame, but redeemed by grace. Lord, help me to see others not as objects, but as souls you created, precious and loved. Help me to walk in purity, to turn my eyes and heart toward you. Let your cross be my refuge, your presence my protection, your love my satisfaction. Break every chain that binds me, Jesus. Wash me clean with your blood. Renew my spirit and restore my joy. For I know the one who abides in you walks in freedom, and in your strength I will overcome. In your holy and mighty name, amen.